We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dawson's got a lot of options. They have assets. I'm told they have been really aggressive out in the marketplace. I'm told they don't want to have three rookies on the team. You could expect one way or another, at least one, maybe two of those picks end up somewhere else.
Dale Arnold.
Can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Rich Key.
He cut off Mark James's balls and turned them into a stromboni.
Oh, damn!
Dale and Keith, middays.
Kevin Durant.
Holder, Holder, Holder.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Dale off today. He'll be back tomorrow. So we have Jermaine Wiggins and Andy Hart filling in. Jason Rossi leaning towards the microphone.
Dangerous. You're off tomorrow, right? There's no Wednesday Wiggy?
No, I will be in, I'm out of town tomorrow.
Dominican Republic?
Going to the DR. Yeah, all expenses paid.
I'm going someplace close.
Close here, close there? Right.
Close to the DR.
Oh.
I'm going to D.C.
I guess it's closer than here, I suppose.
It is.
Alphabetically, it's
right. Well, DR, D.C.
The District of
Columbia.
Columbia.
Good. Well, enjoy your time in the capital.
All-inclusive?
No.
Beautiful this time of year, I've heard. Really nice part of the country. So that'll be a lot of fun. We got the news earlier that Al Horford is not going to opt into his $30 million player option, which I'm mildly surprised. I guess right after the season, there was a lot of talk that he may not opt in and try to sign one more deal. And the assumption is it's here, but I guess there's still a chance that somewhere else, because if his number one priority is to win a title, this would not be the number one pick.
Going to the Lakers.
Right, or he's going to Golden State.
Lakers, Warriors, Rockets.
Portland.
I mean, all those teams.
Toronto with Kawhi.
That's right. Where does Kawhi go? Or the Clippers with Kawhi.
You
know, there's a lot of places he could go.
He's not an L.A. guy, though, right?
He doesn't strike me as an L.A. guy.
Isn't he from... Where did he go to school?
He went to Florida.
Florida, right?
Yeah, he
just
went to
like
Florida.
Just like Bradley Beal.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a Florida...
He's actually, believe it or not, to tie it all together, he's from the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know if he plans on going back there anytime soon.
Well, they got a team down there?
I don't know about that. No, I'm just saying even in the offseason.
He probably has a home. So he doesn't have to drink some random alcohol at a mini bar. It's his
refrigerator. So is that really just all the problem is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we sure?
You might want to stay away from the drug lords.
So what's going on down there? You see, because Andy Hart was just in the Dominican Republic. And so, yeah, somebody else just died.
Yes.
Another person. Oh, they're finding him left and right.
Yeah. They're all over.
There was a whole group of students. I heard Callahan talking about it. Some senior trip.
Yep.
They all got sick.
Yeah, so what the hell is that about?
You got lucky.
You did. You really got sick.
Oh, you did
like
get
day
sick.
Four from day four to day seven or whatever.
Ooh.
I crapped my brains out.
So are they just poisoning the drinks?
That's the working theory that they're going with. Because some of these places, it happened in Mexico a couple years ago where there was this whole rash of issues, and it was they get this
they say don't drink the
alcohol.
Water.
No, but they cut the alcohol so that they can double it, and they use basically whatever they got in the chemical closet to fill it out.
Why do you need, just go to the liquor store, go to the bottom shelf, grab all that stuff.
Well,
it's like $10.
No, but they go to the bottom shelf
and then cut it in half.
Well,
they
want to double their profit.
Right.
I understand.
So they take one bottle.
But they're killing people.
Right,
you understand.
And now it's going to hurt their profits because the deals on Dominican Republic all-inclusives are going
to
be through the
floor. Oh, I wonder what they are right now.
Yeah, if you're going to go to the deal.
Shime, try to see what a deal would be right now to go to the Dominican.
Will you go?
I'll take a look.
How low does it have to go for Rich Keefe to go?
All inclusive?
The only problem is, though, you got to be careful because you don't know if it's the food, if it's this. So now it can't be just BYOB, right?
No, you can't. That's hard to do.
I don't think that's
right.
You can bring nips on the plane, though. That's true.
But can you bring them through customs into the new country?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You can
there, because when I got there,
yeah.
this guy met us at the baggage exchange, and he's like, you need help, luggage, help?
Yeah.
And he helps me, and then we're walking through. Customs is this long line. You have to have your bag scanned. He goes, you VIP, you come with me. And he just gave the guy a little tap as we walked by.
You're VIP.
You could bring liquor into
Well, I could have brought anything I wanted, because we didn't go through customs.
Well, you should have brought.
I think you have to say, you have to declare it, right?
Yes, you have to declare it.
That's all you have to do. You can bring it.
But the problem is, you don't know.
That's a lot,
is it
though,
the liquor,
for a whole week.
But is it the, what about the food? We don't
it
know.
Could be the
right,
food.
Right, you don't know.
That's or as Callahan says, it could be something in the hot tub there. It could some parasite that's crawling up your butt and coming out, killing you.
Not really.
Yeah,
worth
but
it.
I would think more. You would have more debts if it was a hot tub or pool related.
But what if some people are more sensitive than others to whatever it is?
But think about how many people go in a hot tub.
A lot of people.
You're talking about, you know, a nice hot tub. You're probably talking about 15, 20 people in there. A nice little circle.
More than that.
It depends on how big the hot tub is.
I'm saying, but in the course of a day, I mean, you got
hundreds. I'm just talking out of time.
Shyam, how much for me to go down to the Dominican?
So if we want to go down for about a week in July, right around my birthday, actually, all inclusive, looks like somewhere between like $500 and $1,000 for an entire week.
$500 all inclusive?
Jeez.
Does that include flight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're trying to get people.
You should
go. Smokes.
Wow.
$500.
It's more on that upper end of that scale, but there's like one I'm looking at right now, $666.
I can tell you,
$660. Oh yeah, I'm going to spend $666 to go down to the Dominican Republic.
Trap.
Well,
no
it was $666.70. So that made it
that makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, let's call your wife on the air and be like, honey, I just booked
going.
A trip.
We're going
to the Dominican. We're going to celebrate the baby in the DR.
We're taking her. She's going to love it.
I booked it for $500. We might not come back. But
actually, a one-way ticket.
Right. But we can afford it. We're going down.
We're going to have a
hell of a time. No, I'm looking forward to that very much. The Kyrie Irving update is just that he is reportedly going to meet with the team.
I like it.
Prior to the draft. Are you holding out
any hope,
Wiggy, that
he's
back?
There's a little bit of hope. There's a little bit of, you know, where he's going. You know what? KD's done. This could be my best bet to stick here. Maybe Terry Rozier was the guy.
Because I'll give you that. It was a done deal. If Kevin Durant was healthy, he's either going to the Nets or Knicks together, and it's a done deal.
Right.
I guess this opens the door up a little bit, but I would be shocked.
But I guess the question
shocked
would be,
if he came back.
What about sign and trade?
Yeah, I don't know what you get, though, in a sign and trade, other than, you know,
you'd have
trade
to get
exception
from
money.
Brooklyn, right? You'd have to get something from D'Angelo. Whoever the team you traded.
I'd take D'Angelo Russell.
Would you do a sign and trade for him?
I would.
Wiggy, does
if
that work?
If that was
thing?
Even a thing. Yeah, we could pull up your website that you like so much.
Yeah, I would rather
would
Kyrie.
Would you do that?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
I would rather Kyrie.
I'd much rather have. Well, no, because I don't think Kyrie wants to be here. So if you're going to get anything in return for him, absolutely do it. You know, I think he's gone.
Let me ask. Here's a question I would ask. Where was the biggest issue for Kyrie Irving last year? Was it Tatum and Brown? Or was it Rozier? I mean, where was
it? It was a combination.
Winning.
I think he didn't like Stevens.
Okay.
I think he didn't trust his teammates.
Okay.
I think that it was hanging over his head where he was going to go.
When you say teammates, let's specify who these teammates.
I thought he was the most mad, at least on the court, he was the most mad with Jaylen Brown.
Okay, so Jaylen.
I think he was very frustrated that Gordon Hayward wasn't an all-star.
Okay.
I think at times Jason Tatum probably pissed him off.
Right.
Those guys jumped to mind.
But do you think he could mend the bridges with some of those guys?
Apparently he's friends with Tatum.
Okay.
Like that's what we hear. The Duke connection.
All right.
And apparently they said.
Even though
he
only went there for 2 weeks.
Who wrote the report? I think it was like they kind of followed the Celtics for a while. And it's like the only guy that Kyrie would talk to was Tatum. So I don't know. I think all the guys would be mad if he returned. As talented as he is, I think they'd be like, really? Another year of this?
The only guy that would be upset maybe might be Jaylen Brown.
You're really hung up on Jaylen Brown, I feel
no,
like.
No, because
you hate
Jaylen
Brown.
You don't think he can accept
like that,
his role,
no,
so you want you should just trade him then.
Yeah. I feel like that was where the biggest issue was when you're talking about the Kyrie Irving thing. Maybe Tatum, he put a little bit of pressure on him because he felt like, you know, similar to how LeBron put pressure on him when he was in Cleveland.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of that.
Like,
I mean, he turned into LeBron.
Hey, I expect you to do more. I need you. You need to be my Batman or whatever it might have been. I think Horford and him probably didn't have an issue. Because
he and Horford, probably not.
You know,
I don't know who would have an issue
with
Horford.
And I think with Hayward.
Lou? Lou.
And I think with Hayward, I don't think there was really an issue there. Maybe it's just probably like a lot of players, he's not ready to play.
But I'm fascinated on what, if I could be in any kind of meeting, it would be this one. Like, if I could see what Danny, because it's going to be Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens, and Kyrie. It's my guess. Maybe Wick, but my guess is that's what the sit down is.
Is Brad there?
Yes.
Yes.
You sure?
I bet he is.
I did.
You just listed among the biggest problems for Kyrie,
but Brad's not going
anywhere.
Brad
Stevens.
So if he is going to return, they're going to have to figure something out.
Well, I did ride the elevator with Brad Stevens and Jalen Brown after the.
And this is why he doesn't like Jalen Brown. He didn't hold the door open for him.
No, after the
fart.
Junior Celtics celebrity basketball game where I was the MVP.
Yeah, right.
And when we were in the elevator, I remember saying to
Stevens. What did you say to him? Anything?
I said, "Hey, it's time to get this ish fixed."
Is that what you said to him?
Yeah, this is what I said to him. I said,
he goes, thanks, Wig.
What did he say to you?
He was there watching. I said, listen, you know what? I can't take a 10-day contract right now.
No.
Because I got other things in the work, but I go.
No, you got a lot going on.
I said, you need to get it fixed.
And, what is.
And Brown,
what did he
get
say
your
to
act
you?
Together.
What did Brad say to you?
And then I got off the elevator.
What did Steven say?
He said, I'll do my best, Wiggy. That's what he said.
All right. So if you had to choose.
I don't believe you.
Well. You don't have to believe me.
If Kyrie Irving sat down in the meeting with Danny Ainge and he looked at him and said, I will sign a 5-year max deal, but you have to fire Brad Stevens.
Danny Ainge should look over and go, Brad, there'll be a car out here in 5 minutes. Pick you.
Good luck in Indiana.
Andy, right. what would you say to that?
I would tell Kyrie to pound sand.
I think if
good luck in New Jersey.
So here's the big difference.
Brooklyn.
If Kyrie brought this team to the finals, even if they lost, but he got them to the finals and the team played well together, I would say, see you later, Brad. But after watching Kyrie play this way, you always take the star player over the head coach. At least you should in the NBA. That's the way the NBA works. But in this case, I think I'd rather have Stevens, especially because I'll tell you for what. You're going to resort back to a team that doesn't have a top 10 player, and I think he's better suited to get the most out of a team with a bunch of guys that aren't super-duper stars.
Yeah, but that's still not winning you nothing.
Well, I mean, you got to the conference. You got a game away from the NBA Finals 2 years ago.
Conference
finals. Well, you got a game, away.
You did.
Away.
I mean, the sunshine.
And LeBron's gone now. You know? And Kawhi, I think, is going to leave. The East is wide open this year.
I mean,
wide open.
You've seen white men can't jump.
I have.
What did Wesley Snipes say? The sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe
Billy Ho tried to go up. He got that dunk.
Yeah.
I mean, so
he threw it down.
Yeah,
but you got to throw it up for him. He'll throw it down.
Yeah, but I look at it like in the NBA. The players win. The superstar players win, not the coaches.
Except the superstar player didn't win.
No, he didn't win.
No,
and
he
now
didn't
you
got
to wonder if he's a superstar player or
like
not.
Like I said, he did have a bad series against Milwaukee.
Right. He had a great year, but it didn't turn into great victory.
I think this was, without question,
he had a great year and had a bad series.
This was a terrible year for Brad Stevens. There's no doubt. But every other year, he got the most out of the team.
But
and I know it's a what did you do
but
now,
I think
but
when
still.
You, when you look at Kyrie, it's his performance on the court. Kyrie had a great year, right?
Yes.
Stats-wise, was great.
Right, he had a great year as a player.
Yeah.
But the other guys.
But as a person.
But it has nothing to do with the other guys.
Well, it has something to do with
it.
Do
you not watch Inside the NBA? Shaq says it.
I do watch Inside the NBA.
The other guys. That's the reason why you win. And when the other guys. You know, they didn't have a great year.
But if you're so good, then you also elevate the other guys.
Right.
That's kind of how it is. Even if you're 25 and 8, the other guys.
Because
that is how it goes.
The other guys, along with
you think Tim Duncan made the other guys better? Do you think
along
LeBron makes the other guys better?
Along with your superstar player in the Milwaukee series, which I agreed with, along with your superstar player, the other guys did not play well.
No, the whole team was bad.
The whole team was bad.
But if they won the title this year, we were going to give him all of the credit.
Correct.
And if they lose in the second round, he's going to get the blame.
We've given him all the blame. Haven't we not given
him? Don't you think he deserves it? Yeah, but you're not.
I said Kyrie Irving in the Milwaukee series, he laid an egg. He was a huge part of why that team lost to Milwaukee. But I don't expect Kyrie Irving to do that every single year in the postseason from what I've seen him do in the past as a postseason player. I look at that as an outlier.
Well, and LeBron.
Right.
I look at that as an outlier, what he did this season. I expect if he is in the postseason next year, I expect him to be really good.
But who?
Where
he's
he going to
get there first.
Who is he playing with?
The Nets, and he's going to have nobody there.
It's
going to be
the same stuff.
If he's playing with
the
Celtics,
exact same stuff.
The excuse will be he's by himself. He's going around.
But if he's playing with the Celtics, I expect him to play really well. If he's playing with the Nets and they happen to get to the postseason, I expect him to play.
But this also happens when you've won a title. That doesn't have to be your number one goal anymore. I mean, I think for some guys it is. You're chasing multiple titles. But for him,
so what's he's chasing his title.
Yeah.
His title.
But if you go to Brooklyn, like, that's not your number one goal. Like, and guess what? You're a free agent. You can go wherever you want. I'm not going to fault him for it.
So
but
what's your number one goal if you're not chasing titles?
Money.
Right.
Probably money.
So he's probably...
Most money would be here.
Respect.
Right. Most money would be here. But I don't really think he cares about the respect
element. I don't
think
he does
either. Because I bet he gets it from
what
his
he cares.
Peers.
Does he know what he cares about?
I don't think he does.
I think it changes
but
daily.
But I bet he gets the respect from his peers, and that's all that matters. I don't think he
they
cares.
They do love him. He is viewed as a superstar.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
I don't think he cares what the media says about him. I think he cares about what his peers say about him, and they all say that he's a top 10 player in the league.
Yeah, they love him. He's very popular. He's one of the more popular players
I do agree with you, Andy. I think he wants to win a championship.
As the guy.
Yes.
That's why he wanted out of Cleveland. That's the only reason he wanted out.
But that may have changed. If these rumors are speculation to L.A., now that's not his priority.
If he goes to L.A., good Lord. If he goes and play, because that was the report yesterday was, he still wants to play with Anthony Davis, so that could work. I'm like, well, guess who else is there? That would look so bad if he did that. That'd be embarrassing.
Would it, though?
Yes. He wanted out. They went to three straight finals together. He bagged out of Cleveland to do his own thing, and now he's going to go and be the third best
player
on the team.
But what if he decided, now just winning is the most important thing. Right. I don't need all the credit. It doesn't need to be my title. I just want to win.
Well, it just means
you could spin that as a good thing.
You just kind of fell apart there.
Well,
because
that's a maturation.
You tried it out for 1 year. Let's face it, it was only 1 year because you were hurt for the other year, so it doesn't really matter what happened to that team. You tried it out for 1 year, couldn't hack it on your own, so you're going to go crawling back to Braun? That's sad.
Matured, yeah. Yeah, you can spin it anyway. That's how I'd spin it.
What happened with
that'd be embarrassing.
Kyrie Irving is he realized, and I think and Andy's kind of going in the right direction, but I'm going to take him to where he really
help
needs
him
to
out,
go.
Would you?
Yeah. Need a little help here, Wig.
He realized that in order to win, I need those other heroes, those Batmans, those, whatever
it
is.
Oh, my God, but the heroes again.
He needs
Alfred, you, Red Hood.
You need those guys on your team.
Slimer.
And I think he's realized that he doesn't mind.
He's
maybe
a hero.
He won't mind being the Robin to a Batman or that, or if the roles
so
are
so he changed his opinion, though, because he clearly didn't want to do that.
But either way, didn't he? Because the whole story was Durant. Well, you're no longer Batman if you're with Durant.
Right.
Durant's a better player.
Yeah, probably
and I don't think
not.
I don't think he cares. I think he just says,
but that
would have
been like their decision, because that was the other big thing. Like, he got drafted by Cleveland, not his choice. And then LeBron decided to go to Cleveland, not his choice to team up with him. So this is his first time. And going to the Celtics, he demanded a trade. But he didn't say, trade me to the Celtics. So none of this has been his choice yet.
Bet you if he could do it over right now after having this 2 years with the Celtics or whatever, especially this year, he would go, you know what? I probably would rather play with LeBron and know at least I can going to be competing for championships every year.
One more finals.
I'm still going to be a guy. When you think about it, and you think about the championship that they won, Cleveland, I know that LeBron was the MVP. But Kyrie had a great series, and he still talked about and hitting some big shots. So he's still getting the credit, and I think he realizes, like, I don't need to be the guy as long as I'm one of the guys.
And this gets back to where we started the show in a different sport. We get into all these egos and this credit thing.
Oh, yeah, it's
Nick
huge.
Caserio. If you're with Belichick and Brady, you're competing for a title every year.
Right.
And everybody praises you.
Right.
Every year somebody wants you and they say, oh, we'd like to have you come run our team. So you're getting respect across the league. For a while there, he had the longest contract in the NFL in terms of anyone in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting paid very well. It gets to ego.
Right.
And at some point, generally, ego takes over. It took over for Kyrie.
Yep. Right.
Hell, I think it took over for Bill Belichick at some point when he left the Jets and said, no, I need to go do my own thing.
Yeah.
Screw you, Parcells.
Right.
I'm on my own. And ego, and then you learn, Bill learned, my ego was worthy. I am the best.
Right.
I can go do this myself. Kyrie learned, maybe I'm not the best. Maybe I'm not Braun. Maybe I'm a little below that tier. Okay, let's go find me Durant. Let's go find me Anthony Davis and LeBron.
Right.
Let's go find some Batman to play with
Batman.
Me.
The whole team
Robin.
Of Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
like
and
the Justice League, basically, is what you need.
But that's it. I think that's what he realizes now.
Maybe. Let's go to the phones. We got Nick in the car. Wants to talk about Brad Stevens. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Keith, I love your Wiggy. You're the best, man. I love your takes.
Screw you,
I've been
Nick.
Coaching basketball for 32 years at the junior college and small college level.
Good.
And I hate to criticize another coach, but one thing I've told a lot of people is Brad gets a lot of the blame for this. I love Brad as an X and O guy.
Right.
But coming
motivation's
from
a big,
like
as you know, Nick, motivation's a big part of it.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, like, coming from a D1 school like Butler, right, you can where you really got to smooth over egos to go quit and get a part-time job rather than play in small college level or junior college. And I think if I would have been Brad, the first thing I would have done is December.
I can't hear you, Nick. Sorry. I actually really wanted to have a deep dive on 40 minutes of hell. What does he do?
I'm going to tell you what he was saying.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear him. It sounded like the Peanuts teacher. Brad Stevens is very good. Very good when it comes to X's and O's. But it's X's and O's when you're with the Scribinis and the average players.
It's a different
thing. Once you start getting those
Jimmies and Joes.
It might be one of the reasons why. Look at the college coaches. How many college coaches have gone on to great success in the NBA? It's a very short. It's like Larry Brown. Right. Rick Pitino was terrible. John Calipari was terrible.
And think about those
Jerry
guys.
Jerry Tarkanian was terrible.
Think about those guys.
It's all about recruiting, and then you know that there's a shelf life, and then those guys are gone.
Right, but think about those guys that you just said that have, Calipari, Pitino. Yeah. These were guys that were used to recruiting kids that had big egos because
they were five-star,
you know, high school athletes. When you look at Brad Stevens at Butler, he's getting he's getting those Hoosier teams where it's about, hey, back screens, and it's about diving on the floor for loose balls, and it's about making sure you're boxing out good because your vertical's
fundamentals.
Only 24 inches.
Fundamentals is important.
And so now when you get to the NBA, now it's superstars.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to manage the egos of superstars, I can work for Isaiah Thomas and Evan Turner and Jay Crowder. But when you got Kyrie, you got a guy like Tatum, who's the third overall pick,
a little bit different.
Terry Rozier's got Scary Terry's t-shirts.
Ugh, stupid.
Now it's egos.
I hate those shirts.
And he had an issue with managing egos.
Yeah, he did. Let's go to Bob in the car. He joins us next. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys, I've been through all my credentials. I coach my son's 9-year-old CYO team, so I have a good eye for
that. Oh, perfect. Absolutely.
Motivation is key at that age.
Good.
Something I can't understand is everyone has this opinion of Jason Tatum being this great player, better than Jaylen Brown, and I don't see it.
Rich Keith's
the only
one.
If you guys could explain to me the difference of why he's, other than the length, I see the length, but I don't understand why everyone considers him to be such a great player. And I'll hang up and listen to the conversation on the radio.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
I think
Jason Tatum is a far superior offensive player. And in that league, that's the most important thing. Right. Being good at defense, that's nice.
He's smoother. He's more consistent.
He can score so many different ways. He's a much better three-point shooter. He's better at going to the basket. He's better mid-range. He's a significantly better free-throw shooter, if you want to throw that in on top. I just think, and he's 1 year behind Brown, and he's already passed him. So you can project it further. I think he's going to be significantly better. He's going to be a 20-plus point per game guy. Brown never will be.
But he's been anointed as more than he is.
That's fair.
There's no doubt.
Because this year was not as good of a leap forward as it should have been.
Wiggy, but
it's only 2 years in the league.
You and I talked about this yesterday. If you watch Jaylen Brown for short stretches, you can think he's a superstar. You can watch a five-minute span where he drains a three, he goes down, he makes a big defensive play, comes down, takes it to the rim, dunks it, and you're like,
yeah,
this guy can do
it all. He should be going into his senior year at Duke.
Right.
Like, that's what we're dealing with here. So and I know Brown was a one-and-done guy, too. Now, Brown's a better defensive player. He's going to take more charges for you and things like that. He can still be a really solid player. I value the offensive skill. Like, if I give the guy the ball on the wing, can he score? Mm-hmm. I don't think Jaylen Brown can do it. He's going to either go to the basket, get a shot blocked. He's going to run into somebody with a charge.
Right.
Jason Tatum.
You know what Jason Tatum's going to do? He's going to show you a skill. He's going to get by a guy, and he's going to pull up at the free throw line.
And hit that jumper, though.
No, and he's going to miss it.
Well, listen, he's working on it.
We can go negative.
Right, he's going
to
work on it.
That was the one thing that I felt with Jason Tatum. Is like, this dude does not want to take the ball to the rack.
He does need to get a little bit stronger.
He doesn't want to do it. Everything, I understand that he worked with Kobe, but it seemed like Kobe ever teaching him, okay, when you get by a guy, maybe go finish at the rim rather than step back, pull up, jump.
He wants to be late career Kobe or even like late career Michael. When they had to change their game.
He shouldn't have talked to
him. No, you're young. I want you taking
Kobe.
In 10 years, decide you can no longer go by guys and shoot fadeaways and fallaways.
Everything he wants to do is mid-range.
All right, we got trending now. We got Kiefer Madness coming up at 12:30.
I've never been part of Kiefer Madness.
Oh, you're going to love this one today.
I think I have. Maybe.
Maybe you have. You probably have. Yeah.
Maybe with the walker. That was the best one.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
She had the poops.
Yeah, it was the gentleman.
Gentleman.
Yeah, Valerie Borchin let himself go a little bit. But that was a long time ago. Yeah, so we got that at 12:30. It's also NBA mock draft season.
Ooh.
So we got to dive and see if Wiggy likes some of these picks. We'll pick one of his websites and we'll see who they got. But right now we got trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I think with the fact that they are really concerned and almost to the point of resignation that Kyrie Irving is going to leave them, it changes the dynamic. Terry Rozier is a restricted free agent. They can match any offer sheet and keep him. So Boston's got a lot of options. They have assets, but I'm told they have been really aggressive out in the marketplace. Again, three picks in Thursday's NBA draft. I'm told they don't want to have three rookies on the team. You could expect one way or another, at least one, maybe two of those picks end up somewhere else.
Yeah, you love having picks until you have too many picks. That's not really what the Celtics want, especially in this year's draft, Thursday's draft, 14, 20, and 22. That was Adrian Wojnarowski talking about kind of what some of their options might be. Jermaine Wiggins, Andy Hart in for Dale today.
Can you imagine if this were the NFL draft?
Oh, you'd want all these first round picks? You'd go nuts. Yeah. Now you're trying to get rid of them.
And it feels like I even read what theory is they could get up to like eight if they wanted to trade.
Yeah,
up.
Himmelsbach wrote that if the Celtics packaged all three of their first round picks, they could probably get seven or eight.
That's not as exciting as the NFL. I feel like seven, you'd be the top of the draft.
Oh, you'd be the best.
Oh, they could potentially get Cam Reddish. One draft has him at number
maybe
eight.
Get Cam Reddish. So it is mock draft season.
Yes.
I'm on The Ringer. Always. Wiggy already dubbed this as a good website. The Ringer.
Yes.
So they do a first round mock. Mm-hmm. They got the Celtics, so they don't like project trades or anything. And the other thing, too, is if the Celtics do stay, this is probably where they get Yabusele 2.0, Ante Zizic 2.0, and they just stash those guys overseas if they can't trade them. But I think more importantly, too, is if they do take a player or if they even move up to take a player, what kind of position or skill set would they want? I know not everybody's familiar with all the players, but at 14 overall, they have Nickeil Alexander Walker, a guard from Virginia Tech, whose player comps are Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Malcolm Brogdon, Tyler Johnson. He's a versatile scoring wing who can play on or off the ball and serve as a playmaking presence. That get you going?
Nope. Does nothing.
How about
for me.
16 points per game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists for Vatek? No? You're out on that, Wiggy?
Yeah,
you like that guy?
That
you don't like that guy? All right, how about at number 20 overall, Bol Bol.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Hey, now. Wait a minute.
We talked about this yesterday.
Here's seven, a sign to stand up on the back of my neck now.
Seven, 2.5.
Love it.
208 pounds.
Don't love it.
208
he's
pounds?
He's got to hit the weight room.
After like a heavy dinner, I'm 208 pounds.
Right.
I'm 5'11".
Well, you know, you got to understand who his father was, Manute Bol.
I understand who Manute Bol was.
Right. Well, you know, and body, it's all about body composition.
Is that right?
Hereditary. Yeah. So, I mean.
So you're saying he's stuck that way?
Well, he's going to
have to. Bol's not going to put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's not going to put on
much weight.
I remember
Manute Bol. May he rest in peace.
No, yeah.
And that
did.
Was.
He was a
you know,
twig.
He could maybe
he
get.
Was real thin.
He might be able to get like Kristaps Porzingis. He could put on a little bit of weight.
What about like Giannis? Put on like 25 pounds of muscle.
I think he's too.
Giannis?
I don't think there's a chance.
So the player
comps. Makeup allows him to do that.
The player comps, it says Kristaps Porzingis in 480p, which is kind of a funny comp.
Okay.
Present day Brook Lopez or Thon Maker. A lot of upside though, Bol Bol. 21 points, 10 rebounds a game before getting hurt. And I saw on TMZ had this. That Bol Bol apparently says he's healthy, and I guess he was partying at like a club or something.
Awesome.
So that's good.
In the Dominican?
So no. It says massive physical specimen like his father, Manute Bol, though
he's lazy
far
at
more
time.
Offensive upside. His medical report will make or break his draft stock.
Yeah, because he had a foot injury.
But that's the kind of thing. If you have three first-round picks, you have to take an injury-type guy.
Yes.
Like the Patriots do it all the time, and sometimes they get burned for it.
He's also a freak.
He's
an injury
freak.
Guy,
well, that's
a freak.
Rude.
Is it?
Calling somebody a freak, Andy?
I think it's a
good freak's
thing.
A good thing.
The Greek freak.
Yes.
Yeah. That's his nickname.
Randy
embraced it.
Randy Moss was the freak.
Right.
Yeah.
It's actually a good
it's
thing.
A good
all right.
Thing.
No, Javon Kearse was the freak, I thought.
Well, Randy Moss had a little. They called him the freak.
Oh, did they?
Too.
All right.
Javon Kearse.
So you guys are all in on Bol Bol.
Yes. Why
I'm
not?
Bol Bol.
I am too. Why not?
You know his name. It's exciting. There's a story there. Do it.
Even at 14, why not?
Right.
Take him.
Trade up. Take him eight. I don't care.
Take him at 14 if that's what it matters. And then at 24, Ty Jerome from Virginia, another guard.
Big in Virginia.
Yeah, a guy who is a taller Jose Calderon, a Malcolm Brogdon, or a Grievous Vasquez.
So they're looking for a Brogdon.
They want a Malcolm Brogdon.
A lot of Brogdons in
this draft. They really want a Malcolm Brogdon. But, I mean, unfortunately, it's a three-player draft by all accounts. The best you can do is get seven or eight. And it seems like they might want a point guard, but there's three point guards in the draft, and they're probably all going to be gone by then. Like, they're going to have to trade up to get Coby White. He's probably going to be gone. Darius Garland is probably going to go fourth. So, and John Morant, obviously, is going to go top two. So the draft is on Thursday night, but unfortunately, it doesn't seem like really a spot where the Celtics are going to add much to their team.
No.
And
these guys are going to be like, you know, you're not even going to hear about these guys next season. They're going to be playing in Maine or wherever.
But it's funny because, so in that cut by Woj, he says they don't want three rookies this year. It's like, well, what else? What are their options? What else are they going to do?
Trade.
Just get a whole bunch of veteran guys?
So could they potentially draft guys and then trade these guys?
Yeah, they could. I mean, so that's the thing, too, is they could trade picks, maybe either get future picks, which is, I don't know. The problem is none of the, like, the 14 pick is not valuable. Like, ooh, it's a lottery pick. Well, it's the last pick in the lottery. It doesn't really mean a whole lot.
What was Jokic, what was he drafted? Is he like one of those guys that were like...
Oh, Jokic, I think, might have been a second rounder, wasn't he?
But is he falls into that category. Kawhi Leonard's one of those guys that, like, aren't they like...
Yeah, he was 41st overall pick in 2014.
Later to mid, yeah. And then they pan out.
Draft a foreign guy.
But see, the thing
there's going to be one of those
right,
in every
thing about
late pick that's really good.
Right, but the thing about basketball and, like, football is you get more of those guys in football than you basketball. Basketball, if you get a guy past, what, the 10th pick, it's...
Right.
You're not really hitting on.
But there's one. There's one in every draft.
Yeah, I would.
There's not a ton of them.
I would guess,
in
maybe.
Football, you can get...
Football, there's guys all over the
late
place.
Late first, second, third. There's going to be those guys. In basketball, there might be one per draft.
So then like maybe go after Bol Bol. You go after the biggest name college basketball player that didn't pan out.
So, like, for example, the 2007 draft, which the Celtics obviously were desperately trying to get one or two, to get Oden or Durant, and they ended up with five, and then but it led to the Ray Allen trade. That was viewed as a two-player draft. Oden, Durant. Who are you going to take? Oden or Durant? Oden or Durant?
Right.
Like, Al Horford was the third pick. He's an all-star. Mike Conley ended up being a pretty good player. Right. Joakim Noah was in that draft. And then Marc Gasol was in the second round. So 60 guys get picked. What, five are like all-star type players?
Right.
So somebody else, it won't just be Zion and Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett. Right. Somebody else will be good, but
we don't know
a crapshoot. It's such a crapshoot.
And we don't know when that's going to be.
No, you have no idea.
We don't know when that guy is going to turn the corner. That's going to be like, oh, look at him. I mean, because like you said, Jokic is what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, he's been in the league for, or at least, he's been, he was drafted 5 years ago.
Who knows if that, you know, how long, and if you have a Celtics, and you're Celtics fans, I don't think many people want to wait the next even 3, 4, 5 years of just being kind of like in basketball purgatory.
But more importantly, the owner doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He said, he doesn't want to be mediocre.
Clear. And to answer your question, you just said, I mean, like, other than that, what are you going to do? Take three players or just get veterans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the veteran route to me, if you're going all in on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, yes, you surround them with those veteran, middle-of-career, solid, not stars, but you think they can, A, help them on the court as complementary players, but B, help them become professionals or deal with Wiggy's thing, you know, who's the alpha? Do we have two alphas? Maybe they've been around other situations and can benefit you locker room.
Which is what Kyrie Irving said earlier last year. He said, we need like a 15-year vet on this team.
Right. So maybe you need a couple of those this
year.
Maybe
you do.
Maybe you find them.
Or who knows? Here's the thing, right? Do they potentially go down this road? Here's another road you go down.
All right. I'm listening.
This road you go down is you kind of stay at where you are, right? You bring Tatum, Brown back, all those guys.
Yep.
Horford does a new deal.
Stay pat. Bring back the same crew from 2 years ago.
From 2 years ago.
Essentially, and with Hayward.
Now, this crew next year, let's say they go to
Eastern Conference Finals.
That's what Andy's saying. He's all about it. They've taken worse teams to the conference finals.
Right, so let's say they go to Eastern Conference finals and lose.
Yes.
Now
we have a parade for them.
No.
Like a mini parade.
No,
not
now
the
what
full
you
route.
Say is, okay,
no
they
shootings.
Went to the Eastern Conference finals and they failed. They weren't able to. Now the value of Brown and Tatum kind of elevates even to another level. Now you got to figure out, can we then trade these guys next summer, and who are the guys potentially?
If they're that good, wouldn't you keep them?
Wait, we elevated them, went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm keeping them.
I'll definitely keep them.
Or maybe you're at least keeping one. Maybe
true. I mean, right. Everybody and with any age, everybody's on the table all the time.
What do they do in the Eastern Conference Finals? Do they get to Game 7 and you go, oh, it's just one player they need, or are they getting six. Swept?
But I feel like for the first time in a long time, the NBA is going to be wide open next year. Wide open.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't
think
the
Lakers are going to roll the ball out in 70 games.
Are you still saying it's wide open?
No.
Okay.
Well, but do you think they're going to get a third guy like Kawhi or Kyrie? I don't either.
But
I would
agree with you.
But no Durant, no Klay Thompson. All these other stars are moving teams. Right. LeBron and Davis is clearly the best duo. And they have Kuzma, and they literally have nobody else on the roster
but
right now.
I would say the NBA is wide open.
Your Dallas team, yep.
The NBA is wide open in the sense of the Eastern Conference right now. So if
I don't think the Lakers are.
I think the Lakers are the best team in the West.
They don't even have a team yet.
Well, once they put that team together, they will be the best.
But I'm just saying, I think Denver could give them a run. I think Portland could give them a run. I don't really buy into Westbrook, but Paul George and Westbrook are a tandem again. Like Utah's another year old. Donovan Mitchell's another year older.
The Lakers will be in the Western Conference Finals next year. They will be in the NBA Finals. They won't be as maybe dominant as Golden State was on their run.
And then even they're still there, Curry and Green.
You have no Klay Thompson.
Curry's going to score 40 a game next year.
But you're not going to be able to. I don't think
maybe Klay comes in late just to shoot.
Klay could show up at the end.
They'll beat the
just
Lakers.
Stay in the corner and just pop
but
threes.
It goes back to the Eastern Conference where the Celtics play. That is wide open.
They still have a chance. So we'll get into this. We'll get your phone calls on it. Also, Wiggy is going to defend LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball is back at it again on TV. And Wiggy's going to defend him.
We're also going to pay off your Ben Bull and Nick Caserio tease that we never paid off.
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. I forgot all about it. But we will get there.
Big market long.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got Keith from Madness coming up at noon 30. It's Dale and Keith, Jermaine Wiggins, Andy Hart in for Dale today. You want to take it from here?
No, I like saying noon 30, man.
Oh, noon 30, man.
Yeah, it's like patois.
Noon 30, man. That's not bad. We should add that to the intro.
That's how the Jamaicans would say it.
I like it very much. Now,
Jamaica's safe, right?
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
Jamaica
know anymore.
Is safe.
Where do go you to, go now?
Jamaica.
I went to Barbados last
Aruba.
Year.
I love Jamaica.
Barbados was really nice.
Jamaica's the best place.
Aruba's amazing. Rossi just went to Aruba recently.
A little pricey, though, right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's where my dad. But direct flight.
My dad nice. Was for, as family's from Aruba.
So oh, really?
I got some Caribbean in
you and Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, but
that's where he's from.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
He just looked like
that. Yeah, I had no idea. Like, you know the baseball player?
Yeah, I didn't know Xander was a Rubian.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know
they
that.
Have a statue of him.
For the Red Sox.
As soon as you land, right after you get
I
off the JetBlue.
Do they really?
No.
Yeah, Ross's attempt at humor.
Jamaica's the place you want to go.
I didn't get it.
Well, nobody
ever.
Nobody did.
One guy just dropped off the line because of it.
I love
he heard that. He's like, I'm out. This is what this
show is. Stupid show.
Delved into. So your guy, LeVar Ball, we played him yesterday because he said that the Lakers will never win a title because they traded Lonzo Ball.
And they didn't have the three Ball brothers.
They didn't have all three of the Ball brothers. One of the Ball brothers was all over ESPN yesterday because that must have been how they got LeVar. Was for LaMelo to say he's going to go play in Australia.
Yes.
So, wait, is he done in the Drew League?
Yeah, he's going to play in Australia for a year. Because then he's going to be in the 2020 draft.
LaMelo. Yeah, LaMelo's the younger one.
I don't know what LiAngelo's doing. I don't think
who's in the Drew League?
LaMelo. He's the youngest one.
And he's going to Australia.
But now he's going to Australia.
He's the one who played in high school last year in Ohio, but is like, he's considered a good player. And
he'll get drafted in 2020. Like, he will.
He's the younger one.
But anyway.
LiAngelo's the stiff.
So they were talking with LeVar. This is the show with Stephen A., Max Kellerman, and Molly Kierum. Molly Kierum's sort of like the quarterback there, and this sort of sets those two guys up. So this is how it went yesterday with LeVar Ball.
Molly, go ahead. Go ahead before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
Go ahead.
All right.
Awkward. So what do we do with that?
She made it awkward.
Did she?
Because she paused.
Let's
like,
switch gears.
Yeah, what's she supposed to do? She was stunned for half a second.
Yeah. If you know LeVar Ball, and like that's his personality.
I don't know him
but
that well.
But I mean, if you've seen him on a million interviews that ESPN's had him on.
We had him on the show here.
And
friend of the show.
He's like, you know, he's out, and he's like saying crazy stuff.
I just don't think he thinks before he talks. Yeah, that's probably what he got there.
I think what a lot of people were, because they were reaching, they made it seem like it was... He was being, it was like a sexual thing.
You
like,
don't think it was?
No.
You don't think he was like hitting on her?
No, yes, it definitely was.
No, he wasn't. Listen, his wife almost died of a heart attack.
That doesn't mean he can't be a creep.
I'm not saying he wants to follow through with it necessarily. No.
He's just saying, you've
heard the thing, I'd like to rotate her tires. That was that version of it.
But that's actually, no. When you actually say rotate her tires, he's like,
shift gears.
We can shift gears anytime.
With me, anytime.
Play it
with
no,
me?
He didn't say.
Play it again.
Yes, he did.
Play it again.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
Gears with me anytime.
Yeah.
With me anytime.
Like, meaning, like, you whatever you want to talk that, about, though. Let's talk about.
Now, I will agree with
They're
you.
Reaching.
ESPN,
reaching.
You got what you wanted. You want him to
now
come
they came
on
out
and
issues
something?
Like an apology about
right,
this.
Reaching.
Which is
right,
like, listen, you got LeVar Ball on.
I just wanted to apologize for that mistake.
And she's been part of some other stuff before. What was the other thing that she took issue with? Somebody said something.
Well, that apology
that
I
was
just
from
played.
Deflategate, right?
Yeah, she no, yeah, the filming of the Patriots Patriots
Rams
filming practices.
No.
Like, they threw that in.
No, somebody said something before that she didn't like
about her.
Like, they just said it in general. I got to find it. But
I'm just saying, like, I understand. It's not the biggest deal in the world, but LeVar Ball is wrong there. You can't do that. But you had him on.
I think he just said it.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Like, and he's saying it with a smile on his face.
I think it's just
he might as well have said honey. Like, that's the only thing he did. Like, his tone said that. Yeah.
Something like that.
But again, you're ESPN. You're giving him the platform. You want him on. So don't be surprised when he goes someplace that you, your host, whoever, doesn't want him to go.
Stephen A. Smith's reaction's great, too.
Yes.
He's like, huh. He's like, now this is a thing.
Let's stay focused here.
Oh, Lord.
Right. They made it. They made it.
What
issue.
Were you supposed to do? Just ignore it?
No, that was weird.
No, maybe if she goes, LeVar, you're nuts, and then she just asks the question.
Like, just laugh him off like a real creepy old uncle?
No, I would say, call him a creep.
No, creep.
Creep. Let's talk sports. Yeah.
She paused like it really bothered her.
Maybe it did.
Yeah, it could have.
Come on.
It could have.
No, I guess, she's not allowed to be bothered.
No, I guess not.
But I've heard plenty of stuff on there before.
Having a hard time coming up with any kind of examples.
I'm trying to look for it. I gotta find.
And it's not like her tone was flirtatious.
No, not at all. That was just how she was trying to change subjects.
Literally,
that's all it was.
Molly, go ahead. Go ahead. Before I get back to him,
LeVar, can I switch gears with you for?
Like, she didn't
That's
have
all
a,
it was.
Can I switch gears with you?
No, she was not.
She just said a normal term to change the conversation.
You guys are reaching.
You're reaching.
I'm not reaching.
You think she shouldn't
people
be allowed to pause?
No. People just don't like LeVar Ball, which I understand.
But that was creepy, though.
It wasn't that serious. If you played that for most people just on the street, they would be like, no one would think twice about it. No one would really think twice about
it. I remember when you see him. The guy is
I think people notice it.
And then Molly Kierum's expression.
People don't like him.
Whether you decide to be offended or put off or pause, that's individual. And I agree with you. I don't think a lot of people would. But that doesn't mean he
Who's
didn't.
Who's another father out there in the sports? If that was Gronk's dad, we'd be moving on. No one would make issue with it.
If it were Gronk, we might be moving on.
If it was Gronk's dad and he said that,
well,
it,
that's
it
true because Gronk
issue.
Said something at the last Super Bowl media week. What was it?
Yeah, remember he said when, something about the
the 69. And he was like, you know what I'm talking about. Right. And I looked directly at a female reporter.
Yeah, she knows what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's what
but
it
if
was.
That was Gronk's dad.
And that got like a little bit of coverage, but then we kind of moved on.
If that was Gronk's dad, would move on. Because it's LeVar Ball, people don't like him. He's very outspoken.
But I do think it's on ESPN, too. Like, you bring him on there, like, you got to
be
prepared for whatever.
But they've had him on before, and he said a bunch of ridiculous stuff. Remember?
But if he says Lonzo Ball's the best player of all time, that's different than hitting on a woman.
They tried to do the same thing with him when he was on the, I think it was the Colin Cowherd show, when he told the one girl, stay in your lane. And he was like,
and that was a big deal for a while.
He goes, stay in your lane. Like, mean, like, stay in your lane. And everybody was like, oh my God, this guy's a sexist. He's this, he's that. Come on, stop reaching.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Kiefer Madness at 12:30. We'll get back into the Nick Caserio article that Ben Volen wrote.
You could do Kiefer Madness with me anytime.
And we are, well.
That's creepy.
I don't like that. No, it's definitely creepy. I don't feel comfortable
anymore. You're propositioning
I don't like that.
We got Kiefer Madness. I'm like, we could do Kiefer Madness anytime.
You want Kiefer Madness anytime.
Well, it's at 12:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.